Welcome to the Bates Motel AfterBuzz After Show, Season 4, Episode 9, the penultimate, Forever. Hope someone's not dead. Go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Sandman, bring me a nightmare. No.
You know it's coming, too. We know it's always been going this way, but I don't want to get there.
But we're not still ready. Shocked.
Well, we're not ready. Like, this is a full-blown Game of Thrones move.
Yeah.
Or actually more like a Homeland move, because Howard Gordon from Homeland says that the audience expectations, audience is always way ahead of you. Welcome to Bates Motel After Show, by the way, AfterBuzz After Show. I'm Joe Braswell. I'm here with my lovely four co-hosts, starting with Joe Sanfilippo.
There's three of us, but yes.
Whatever.
So nice to be here with you and my imaginary friend, Hank.
Yes. Hello, Hank. And lovely Julie Carey.
Hi, everybody. Hi, all three of you.
Yes. Hank is making
it. Hank, I'm sorry, Hank. Hi, Hank.
He's touching me.
And the lovely Dua Casey. Hi, Dua.
Hi, welcome.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
And we missed you last week.
Sure did. God. I don't even know how to feel after this episode.
I was just saying that, you know, Howard Gordon from the showrunner from Homeland in 24 said that audiences are way ahead of, TV audiences are way ahead of us as showrunners. So the only thing we can do is when you think something's coming in episode 10, you got to put it in episode 2.
Oof.
You know, that's what Homeland does on a regular basis. They do some shit like that every season. So we all knew this was coming, Joe. We all knew this was going to happen. We're like, oh, Norman's going to die sometime. But not even in episode 10 of season 4, because there's 5 seasons in this motherfucker. But episode 9, the penultimate. That was like a Game of Thrones move.
Is it Switch or what's her name in the Matrix? Not like this.
Not like this.
Oh yeah. Oh man. Switch.
I love this.
Me some Switch too. I want to see a whole Switch series.
Right, you knew that there was something going on from, but anyway, this I don't know, man. This is grim, so brilliantly shot.
Are we
done?
Are we gonna do? Well, we'll get into the episode 10. We'll really get into the death and what happened there. But are we gonna? Are we gonna go? Are we gonna go with the whole "is she dead? Isn't she dead?" thing?
She's dead.
Are we gonna go to that? Is anybody gonna do that?
Why do you say it with so much conviction?
So let's go around there. You say she's dead, Joe. She's dead. What do you think?
I'll explain it in a
dead,
minute.
Not dead.
I don't want her to be dead.
I know you don't, but she's always gonna die. How is she dead or not dead?
Yeah, she has to die.
So the whole last season's gonna be. I don't know.
All right, Julia.
Well, I think I predicted this when you and I were on together that she was gonna die.
Yeah,
and then was gonna die earlier than we thought.
Oh,
but she'll still have a presence in the last season.
Norman and all that.
Of course she will, because Norman's mother and Julia.
I think she's out.
Yeah.
I mean, Vera's not off the show.
No.
We're not predicting that. Just for everybody out there, we're not predicting that Vera's off the show. And for people that have not yet watched this episode, just to let you know that there are spoilers, this is a recap show.
Oh, God. why are we saying that again? What happened?
We got a tweet that they didn't want spoilers, that sometimes people tune into the show
before they watch the episode.
Because they missed the episode, so they want a true recap. But
got it.
I can't hold it in normal
So for those of you who tune into us before or not watching the show, we really appreciate that. We love it. But this is a recap, so there's spoilers throughout the episode. We were talking about the episode that we all previously watched. So I apologize to you if there's spoilers during this episode. Norma dies.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
But this is
spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
It's in the title. It's an after show. After show. So I'm sorry, I can't really.
We should do a before show then too.
Yeah. Teaser show. I can do that.
Things we think might happen.
Those are our predictions at the end of each after show.
It's a much shorter show.
There we go.
We do have a full panel, folks. I want to say hi to our folks who are listening on iTunes. Thank you very much, and please continue to rate us. It helps us a lot. The iTunes engine loves comments and ratings, so it helps us a lot. And people find us when you rate us. So we appreciate that. And all you folks who are joining us live, and there's a bunch of folks. Record numbers.
Record
numbers.
They killed somebody.
all the usual. Feckless, G.I. Jane, John Doe, Christina, CC Freak. I don't know who this person is. I can't read that. Something, am I a cutie?
Oh. And hey,
I'm a cutie. Oh, sorry. Oh. I do know you a cutie.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Sophia Love, Lounge Blogger, Ola, Chloe.
Joe in the house?
No Salam Joe just yet.
Oh, dear.
But
and I do want to give a shout out to Frank Mann. He's been giving a lot of great predictions via email, a lot of really fun things.
Victor Cruz, go ahead. Yeah, all you guys, no Salam Joe yet, but I'm sure they'll be in. Hi everyone, we'll see. Great to see you in there. So let's get into this episode, man. A lot happened before Norma presumably bit the dust, and I mean, I don't even know what to say. If she's actually dead, I'm speechless. We'll get to this, but if she's dead, I don't think anyone actually predicted that this is the way she would go, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I think we all expected some sort of stab, right?
Exactly. Something that was like really, really, just really violent and very, you know, this had just such a creepy, subtle undertone. It was so underplayed, but I just think the way that they played out the entire scene, that how could they wouldn't be able to top that with her death, right? How could they bring her back to life and then kill her again?
Sounds to me like you're throwing down the gauntlet to Carrie and Carlton. You just want them.
Let me just be very, very clear. So Carlton,
I wish that you would.
Carlton in a quote to TV Line says that the season finale is actually the emotional reaction to episode 9. Right? So if you're going to have a serious emotional reaction, then something serious has to happen. She has to die. That he couldn't say anything more because he didn't want to give too much away. So, and if you actually watch the episode, they're talking about, like, the writing's all over the wall. In the car with Norma and Norman, she says, "We can get through this, Norman. We can live through this." Mm-hmm. Right? And then when Norma's yelling at Romero in the scene, their last scene together, yep. He was like, "Norma, you don't understand. He came at me with an axe." And she goes, "Well, are you dead?" "No." So, like, all of these small things, like, the whole episode, Dylan and Romero are just pleading with her that he's dangerous and that she shouldn't be around him alone, and she doesn't listen to it, and this is what happens.
I gotta say, go ahead, Julia.
There's also the little, not red herring, but that very interesting moment where they talk about the island, how it would be safer on an island, and they have never been more on an island as they are right now. Mm-hmm. Romero's gone, Dylan's gone, it's just the two of them.
Shout out to Nestor and Carlton Cuse, who were on an island. Lost.
Oh.
they're used to islands. Go ahead.
No, that was just my point.
A couple of things happened to me. I did the line I wrote down, which was interesting, that Norma said was, "We're two parts of the same person," which just could not be more telling.
Exactly.
Right? Two parts of the same person. I was like, uh-oh. But I have to say, I wrote down, after all of this, after, you know, Norma rejecting Dylan and rejecting Romero and sort of like really like being stubborn and that hug and embrace to Norman, like, "It's just me and you now," and that heartbreaking letter, I wrote, like, you know, I'm kind of supposed to be a tragedy, but I'm sick of Norma keeps running past happiness. I mean, I'm past the point of feeling bad for her. Mm-hmm. Like, I know she's gonna get it, so she's running past, you know, the off ramp of happiness. Like, I'm 100 miles an hour, mm-hmm. and I'm like, maybe she deserves to die, whenever that is, somewhere in season 5. No,
you know what was really interesting was sort of the juxtaposition between Norma and Norman in this episode, whereas he was just sort of awash with self awareness and these big moments happening to him, and him being more rooted in reality than ever. She just was stepping back and back and back and back, and, you know, into like deeper disillusionment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. She made her bed, now she'll die in it.
She will.
And can we talk about, I just want to get, I mean, there's so much to talk about in this episode. I don't know whether we should just talk about this stuff first and then go back to, you know, the Romero and Dylan and everything else. But I do want to talk, I'm still stuck on Norman and where Norman was in this whole thing, where his state of mind was, where his psychology, because you're right, he did seem very lucid and grounded.
Can I bring up a point?
And together. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just want to bring up a point, because this is something that you guys missed last week. And as I was listening, I was kind of screaming to the TV, and there was a lot of talk last week about Norman only killing as the persona of Mother Norma, and how he doesn't kill as Norman. So what his behavior is right now is a little bit confusing. Don't forget last episode that there was that whole scene where he took the medication and he looks at his mother and he goes, "I'm all better now." He's medicated now, so he cannot transition into Norma.
Right.
So what this is going to do is it's going to, I think, bring some realizations, like the realization that I think he remembers that he killed Emma's mother when he puts on the robe, and different realizations. And
is
he's
that
gonna
how you
get
read
angry.
That? You read that like, "Oh yeah, I killed her. The robe feels nice." Is well, that is how that, you read that?
That's
like,
that's how I read it. I read it that he put on the robe and he remembered that he killed Norma, that he killed Emma's mother. That's how I read that scene.
So what you're saying is, this is what I'm trying to get to, because he found the stuff and he's like, "Oh, who did this? Who killed? Oh, maybe I killed her. oh, that's great. Well, if I killed her, then we all can't live. We all have to die. Why? Because he, look, Norman won. Like, Dylan's out. Romero's out. Like, he won. He's happy. He's home with his mother. Like, why kill each other?
I think when he put on the robe and he realized, oh my gosh, I killed somebody, in that conversation in the bed with them was an important conversation. And he says, Mom, we're two broken people. Maybe we should just leave. And maybe we should go to Oahu. And then, you know, she laughs. And at the end, she agrees. But I don't
Oahu
think it
in
was
the sky.
Exactly. I don't think it was till I think that Norman really believes that him and his mother are going to be in a better place and that he's doing something good. I think that he's remorseful that he killed once he made the realization. I think that he feels really bad when he sees his mother sobbing on the bed and he's like, "How do I make this better for the both of us? We don't need to be here. Maybe we should go." I think he thinks that he's doing something good.
If you remember in his conversation, his appointment with Dr. Edwards, and he's telling about how she's going to fall apart and he's going to be the only one left over to fix things, to put things back together if he can. I really think this is his way of trying to fix things, and I think it's genuine, and I think it's, to him, it's sweet, and it is the ultimate bond.
And how they can both be together forever. Like, I'm going to do this, you go to sleep, I'm going to sing you to sleep, I'm going to watch you for a long time.
Yeah.
And then, but first he did make sure that they were 100% on the same page.
Yeah.
Holding
hands, lying in bed, that the bond was the truest bond possible.
And she's like, okay, honey, maybe we'll go, but that does sound like a good idea. And I think that that was the validation that he needed to do this.
Absolutely.
Joe, I want to ask you, I mean, Feckless brought this up online, and I thought the same thing. So that moment where they had that thing in front of the refrigerator, she gives him that long hug. Feckless thought they were going to kiss. Did you think they were going to kiss?
A little bit, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to kiss in bed.
I thought they were going to kiss in bed a couple times.
When they were just, like, holding hands. Because, you know, we talked a lot, I think, in the last episode about how he wants to be the man. And when Romero had that big confrontation, don't you think she deserves a man in her life?
Right.
He was like, that's me. That should be me, even though he can't provide for her in a romantic fashion, even though he has fantasies about it. Mm-hmm. So everyone being cast out and the two of them lying in bed together, he's like, yep, I'm the man. I'm the man.
This is it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a bummer. I just...
yes, it is.
God. I mean, I guess...
it's really quite sick.
And I'm really glad that it... I don't know. I'm so taken aback by this because again, I thought this was going to go out in a stab bloody mess.
That's what I was looking for.
But he has too much affection for his mother for that to happen.
Stab bloody mess.
And now, of course, it's like, of course he's not. And how could he live without her? Like, what would she have to do for him to live without her? And we all theorize, okay, maybe it's Romero, maybe it's some weird love triangle thing. But like, he took them out. He lived almost. You know, he's mad that he lived. So when he's like, mother, like that whole bit, it just made me wonder. So Norman was Norman. He was completely himself, lucid. He wasn't blacked out.
Because
he wasn't
medicated.
Anything else. He's not gonna wake up like, who did this? Like, he's not gonna do that bit. Like, he did it. Although I do have a prediction for that later. So where does this leave us? I mean, I'm totally blown away and confused. And sad.
I mean, if we all thought he was crazy before, he wasn't supposed to survive this.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be in his eternal Oahu, eating macadamia nuts on the beach with his mom, the love of his life.
Yeah.
But he survived. And, I mean, things obviously are going to go horribly awry.
Sure.
What's the fallout? How's he going to deal with this? How's he going to deal with the guilt? And that's probably when he'll transition more into a
And it makes sense. It makes sense as a coping mechanism for someone. He can't deal with the fact that, A, he's lost his mother. Mm-hmm. He can't deal with the fact that he's in a world without his mother.
Yeah.
You know, he can't deal with the fact that he may have killed his mother.
He couldn't even deal with the fact that she was dating somebody. Like, how is he going to handle this?
So the only thing he'll do when he goes off his meds is to be comforted by her being there.
Yes.
You know, and
I think that that's what season 5 is actually all going to be about. And I think
about
that that's why she has to be dead.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what bums me out. Is like the idea that all of next season is in his head. Is that the deal? Is all next season happening in Shady Acres? And
well, it's kind of interesting because I thought it through just
Pineview. I mean, obviously.
I thought it through, like, now that Romero knows that Norman, like, how would he get out of this? Like, wouldn't he just be arrested? Wouldn't she, her body be buried?
Well, doesn't
like,
he have to prove, he'd have to prove that Norman did it and not Norma.
No proof, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no way to really prove which one of them
closed all the shutters.
Those
events.
Right?
More importantly, who says Norman's not going to be like, Romero, you did this.
Yeah.
Like, my mother would never do this. Like, you did this, Romero.
I have this feeling that
and
she's actually...
And the DEA's like, yeah, because he's killing everybody.
I have
And this, talking into boobs. He's a boob talker.
God.
Jeez. I think they're going to keep this door open for just a little bit longer, though. I think that she might be in a coma.
I was going to say,
he might steal the body. I have this feeling that
you think Norman's going to steal the body?
Well, because
she's
got to
be in a wheelchair.
She's got to be in the basement. So I don't.
How
I mean,
creepy was that when we were up there? That was creepy.
But I will tell you, I think that the real, true star of this whole episode was Romero. I mean, sure. If you think about it, his instincts, he knew what was going on with Norma the whole time. I mean, he's a cop. The whole scene with Rebecca. Priceless,
yeah,
right?
We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm. Priceless. And then just with everything at the end, I just thought that Romero was really the hero. Him talking to Dylan, everything. Like, he just, I mean, shout out to Nestor Carbonell. He did a phenomenal job.
He's good at the having the worst 24 hours ever.
I wrote that down. I'm like, this is the worst day ever.
From the death of his love, this sucks.
I mean, the dinner with Rebecca, he goes to the, oh, well, that's over. Let me go to the office. And there's Norma like, wait, what? We're broken up? Oh, that's a bummer. He's throwing stuff around.
Worst day.
Tries to wrap with Dylan. Dylan's like, yo, I'm going to go up to my mom. He goes to check on her, and his woman's dead.
Yeah.
What a day.
Am I the only one that's noticed that the sheriff's secretary is pretty hot, and she's always just hot and passing? Am I the only one that's seen that? Just you, Joe? All right, fair enough.
Just you, Joe.
I mean, I may have noticed, but I don't know.
Every line she has is, you know, so-and-so's in your office.
Somebody give Joe a little validation out there.
That's okay. I can handle it.
No, she's hot. That's fine.
That's not somebody in a sheriff's uniform. Well, they've gone to great lengths to make her, you know, just like hot and passing. Goddamn crickets!
Let's go back and close some of these loops in the episode itself. So we pick up where we left off, which is where Norman had the axe and was acting a fool, and Romero's going to stay there, and Norma's
axing
in complete
asking him a question.
and Norma's in complete denial, and Romero's like, dude, he's dangerous. And this is what's so frustrating, why I got so frustrated with Norma, because Norma knows good and goddamn well Norman is dangerous. Like, she feared for her own life, just only this season.
Yes.
She knows what's capable. She knows about presumably about Dylan, about Emma's mom in some capacity. Like, and the fact that she's like in such a deep, dark denial was just beyond frustrating.
Just ripped off the Band-Aid. It's gonna be fine now. See, that was hard, but it's all good.
And Nestor's we'll good night's Romero's sleep. Nestor as Romero, his looks are priceless. Like, his looks are like, what the f*** are you talking about? Like, the looks are like, what?
How could you possibly?
Yeah. So, you know, that was troubling. But then we get back to Rebecca, and we see her making the deal with her attorney and the DEA. And
she did not look good.
Yeah,
she did not look good.
They had roughed her up. Like, we're going to let you sit this one out for a couple hours before we come back.
Yeah, and as you know, we predicted here, you know, that Romero's far too smart for that. But I can tell you that Rebecca, she's not good at the espionage.
She's the worst super
spy
ever.
Yeah, she's no Claire from Homeland.
So, I mean, let's talk about that time that we met up on this. You know, he was a drug dealer, right?
I don't understand.
Why did you murder him? I don't really get it. Let's talk about that.
Why do you keep writing down speaking to my boob? Right. I don't understand.
What about that time you killed Bob Parrish? I mean, why did you kill him?
Why'd you do that?
You shot him in like the head, didn't you? No, talk to this boob. Not that boob. This boob.
Romero was like, that seems very satisfying because it didn't get drawn out at all.
Right.
Like, I'll just be really bad at it.
And he just looked at her like, you clown.
It's an eye roll.
Yeah. I mean, I love that nobody at this table thought for 1 second that was going to be it.
No.
Not for 1 second.
No.
There's no way he falls for that. Yeah. There's no way that she can execute that in any kind of way that'd be convincing.
He runs that town, guys.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
And I did like his message in the boob, his in boob message to the DEA.
Right.
Like,
I've
helped you guys put this thing away. I'm going to your boob now to deal. I helped those guys put this thing away. And F you, DEA.
I think Joe's going to make up some more stuff to say.
Hey, you want to go get some
more
drink later, DEA?
We find these trucks.
You watch Game of Thrones last night? Hello, DEA, you in there? No.
We're 12 years old in here.
I know we are. But
I
love that scene.
And
I did like that scene. Anyway, so with that, and then we have to find some closure with Dylan. I'm very happy to see Dylan, move
away. Get the hell out. Yes.
Except for the fact that it seemed like a pretty definitive goodbye. And even then, his goodbye to Norma was a legitimate goodbye. Mm. And then so now it was a legitimate goodbye.
So you're saying another nail in the coffin of Norma's not dead?
Can we just talk about that scene between them for just a second?
It was beautiful, yes.
You've never been a mother to me. Never been a real mother. After all this, he's walking out the door, and what does Norma say to him?
Give me the fucking earring.
Oh.
Unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
I pour my heart out. Yeah. I put it all on the table, and you haven't looked up from him yet.
Dylan.
You still haven't looked up from him.
One last thing to say to you. Can
I have
an
earring, please?
I mean,
also, when she's running after him on the stairs, all she says is, don't tell him anything.
Yeah.
Like, you bitch!
Yeah.
You cold-hearted bitch!
All she can see is Norman.
She's burning bridge after bridge
descent into deeper disillusionment.
There's an interesting article that came out a little bit ago. It's about parenting, and it talks about how, by any objective measure, parenting is actually not good for you. It says that it decreases your happiness, it decreases your satisfaction with life, it impacts your life in every negative way possible, but every parent you talk to will say that they love being a parent.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Yes.
But by any objective measure, it's a fucking mess. So this article set out to explain this and through a bunch of studies and in like a meta study of studies. And I thought it was really interesting because they came up with the idea of cognitive dissonance. The harder, and the idea being that the harder you work for something, they called it just straight dissonance, the harder you work for something, the more value you see in it, regardless of whether or not it actually provides that value.
Interesting.
So if I give you a little shit trophy this big, but I say you got to swim through 200 piles of mud to get here, or if I offer you a trophy this big and all you got to do is run over and give me a high five, this little trophy is worth a lot more to you because you worked harder for it. And so Norma at this point has been working so hard for Norman for so long. She's invested so much of her, right? So much is in this one guy. He cannot be fucked up. He cannot be a murderer. He cannot kill her because she's invested so much in it. There's no way. That little trophy, she's just waiting for it, but that's all, it's all in Norman. There's no way. There's no way out. There's no way out.
Wow, that was deep.
Hot take flip-up.
Did that not make sense?
Yeah.
I care about the young people.
Look at that. That'd be once every 13 shows.
And listen, the only way to make that take any better was if we'd said it to somebody's boob. That would have been
The boob would agree. Even the boob would agree with that take. It was a painful scene to watch, and it was also even more painful.
I thought it was a satisfying scene to watch.
Satisfying for us, the viewer, or for Dylan?
Why? Because it both gave Dylan closure?
In a sense, but just to have him finally call her out.
Yeah.
And there's no getting out of it. There's nothing she can say.
No.
He's not going to buy it. Like,
she doesn't even attempt to throw the laundry basket
across the way. Like, it was like, shut the fuck up and listen to me, please.
Yeah.
And she makes no attempt.
Zero.
Nothing.
Satisfying as a viewer of Dylan in that moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Frustrating as a viewer of Norma in that moment. But for Dylan, who I always root for, I was happy for him to have that moment. And his hug with Norman and his pleading with Norman was to the point.
Help. Yeah.
And it was came quick. From a place of like genuine, absolute love and fear for Norman and his family.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a great scene and played so well. And I love his positioning in between Norman and Norma. And Norma is peering into Norman's eyes, and Norman doesn't really know where to look or what to do. So that was another big, huge moment of self-awareness for Norman.
And we don't get to say this enough, but you know, props to Max Thoreau, man. Good acting job there.
Yeah.
And great job with carrying Carlton. Yeah, great job of carrying Carlton and giving us that moment, because they obviously know that Norma's not going to make it out. So we spent the last four seasons like watching this dynamic between Dylan and Norma. So now we finally get Norman, you know, Dylan finally gets to say his piece, what we as the audience wanted him to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very satisfying. You're right. So I'm glad it happened.
What do you think this leaves for? Do you think Dylan is going to be in the finale episode? Do you think that the death of Norma, or the incapacitation, or the fact that she's injured or whatever, is going to bring him back? Or do you think that he's gone for the series?
No, if mom's dead or in a coma, you got to come back.
Got to come back.
Absolutely.
What do you do? Just be like, oh, I said goodbye, so I'm out. No, you can't do that. You got to come back.
No, that was definitely part of, you know, what I was thinking about for this next episode. He's going to come back guns and effing blazing.
Yeah. It's like, this is what I said. This is what I was talking about. Can you imagine that being the last conversation with your mother?
I don't know what his reaction is going to be to Norman, how he's going to handle Norman in this moment.
Oh, Norman's got some things coming to him.
Yeah, he's got some explaining to do, Lucy.
He's the rat.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? Go ahead.
I got a question. This is, maybe I missed. Norman, we talked about the medication, right? So he's not flipping to Mother Norma. He did the poisoning as Norman, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is
that
thing.
Was
that's
Norman.
That's the only thing that's preventing him from turning into Norma. So is the medic? There's the fact
is
that
the
he's
medication.
On. Yeah, exactly.
So right now, what he did as Norman.
Well, yes. can we touched on it earlier, but I do want to unpack it further. So he goes down and he finds the suitcase full of all the goodies, right?
Audrey's suitcase.
And he puts some of the things. So in that again,
piece of hair with like scalp attached.
Oh, yeah, scalp attached. So by the way, I guess she's dead, right?
Well, where the hell is the body?
No, nice.
Is she dead?
She dead!
How do you know she dead? Homie, I ain't seen nobody.
But I saw some scalpy hair.
I got news for you. I lose a chunk of hair and scalp. I'm going to be yelling and running until I find someone to listen to me yell and run.
And he also strangled the hell out of her with a scarf.
But she already popped up after that, remember?
What does everybody think in the chat room? That's what I want to know.
She's dead, guys.
She's so freaking dead.
Feckless, is she dead?
Would someone tell me about how dead he is? She is so dead.
Where else would she be? And why wouldn't she have like turned him in?
Or she's buried. Like I said, the TV rules. There's no body, no dead.
Well, Frank Mann actually had a prediction that I was going to say last week that he thought that when they were going to plant the fruit trees, that Romero was actually going to dig up the body of Emma's mother planting the fruit trees. But it looks like we took a different turn now.
Also, Norman was so convinced when he thought Norma was the one who probably killed Audrey. He went straight to the icebox, remember? So maybe kill her, stuff her in the icebox, and Norma did something with the body and hid the body.
Yeah. Well,
they are two parts of the same person.
No, Norma went looking for the body in the pit.
Oh, in the pit. You're right.
She had her galoshes on.
Maybe she threw it in the pit. She was making sure that it wasn't coming out.
Her Paddington Bear outfit. In
she had her Paddington Bear outfit on.
Can I give you the chat room?
It's time to go looking for a dead body.
Paddington. The chat room seems to clearly agree with me. I have, she's dead. She's so dead. She's dead. She's dead. She's dead. She's dead in all caps.
100% so dead as well.
Oh,
it's inconclusive.
CCF Freak says 75%, 25% alive. Thank you. Hello.
Yeah. Oh, a little bone there for you.
Yeah. Definitely dead. She died.
She all dead.
Right, I get it. She's dead.
She down.
Don't kill a
John
dead
Doe
mother.
John Doe says Norman probably snapped her neck after strangling. But I didn't see nobody's neck, John Doe. That's all I'm saying. But I get it. I'll give it to you guys.
Right. No, we did.
Maybe she's dead.
I will give you that there are Hollywood rules until you see an autopsy with the brain and stuff.
Yeah. Out, gotta weigh the brain.
Did you weigh the brain? All right, dead body. Okay, good. You're dead.
So, I mean, or maybe there's a reveal with this body for Emma or for Dylan. Maybe
she's
that's
dead.
Where some sort of reveal with the body we gotta have that's gonna
she's
be like
dead.
Some sort of confirmation. Maybe, and it's presumably it's probably for Emma. Maybe in season 5. Who knows? But, all right, so there's that. She's dead. I'll give it to you.
It's very generous of you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll give it to all you guys in the chat room. Joseph, everyone. All right, so.
But when she was putting on the robe, so
he puts on the robe. Is that like a realization moment? Is that like a he's comfortable because he felt like why put it on? He wasn't horrified. He didn't go, oh my god, this is horrible. He didn't cover his mouth.
I feel like that's inconclusive because
he put it on.
Puts it on. Right, he obviously thinks something, but it's not conclusive what he thinks. And either way, the actions are going to be the same. If he killed her, he's going to go out and he's going to bury the evidence. Right, if he's seeing it for the first time and realizing, oh crap, I just put all the evidence in a suitcase like a lunatic. Or if he thinks that mom did it because he's still living in that fantasy,
maybe his mother did it.
The exact same freaking thing.
Either way,
he's
packing
everything back up. He's going outside. He's burying it. So either way, his actions are going to be the same. I feel like that's open ended.
Well, okay. I think that it's because they're two parts of the same person. You're right. It doesn't matter. However,
it doesn't matter.
You know how you get really, really wasted one night and you don't. The memory the next day is really fuzzy.
You're gonna have to be more specific. What are we talking about?
I don't know what that feels like.
What?
Don't know what that feels like.
I think when he put on the robe and looked in the mirror, I think he realized like it was coming back to him slowly.
That's what it felt like.
It felt like
it was coming back. But Joe, you have an excellent point. I mean, if he's on this thing that, like, as he's telling Dr. Edwards, like, my mother's sick, she does things, I'm protecting my mother, he's like, oh, there it is. Here's mother's robe. This proved mother did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I still love her. So maybe I have to save this both.
to save it. Yeah,
like I have to save her from herself, and I'm going to go with her.
And her reputation won't be tarnished. And then, you know, later on tonight, maybe I'll just whack us both.
That's some brilliant writing to leave it so open for interpretation.
Because they're freaking brilliant.
It could go either way. Good job, Carrie Aaron and Carlton Keyes. That's really. So I mean, maybe we'll get the answer from Norman. Maybe Edwards will crack that and say like, and maybe we'll get some sort of big. I hope we get some sort of satisfying confession. Like I had to do it. She was in pain, or maybe who knows? We'll get something, or maybe not. Maybe we'll just have to interpret it.
I can't wait to see those episodes between those scenes between Romero and Norman, though, because Romero is pissed.
There's going to be violence.
Yeah.
You know what I love? One of the things I love about this show, and we touched on it, but I think now we've got more of a sense of where the season looks like it's looking pointing toward where it's going to end. The last chance at happiness that Norma had, and it's funny, you know, that if you've seen those things floating around Facebook where it talks about where it just basically shows you an image of the solar system, and we have used to it in our heads to thinking that it's static and it's going in a circle, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's really the entire thing is moving through space, and all of you guys have seen that. Where it's all moving, but it's moving in a corkscrew, right? Mm-hmm. We're going around the sun, mm-hmm. but we're all moving this way. And it's interesting if you apply that to life, and especially to characters in a show like this, they're moving like this, but we're going forward. And this was her last chance, her last opportunity cycling around for happiness. And we got to be in it, we got to see it, mm-hmm. and it was just willfully thrown out.
Yeah.
And the choice was made. You said it earlier. She made that choice for Norman over and over again. And
it cost her life, and I think that like, she had so many opportunities.
Four or five idyllic episodes. Sure. Where it was just so good.
And if this is the end for Norma, which we assume it is, whether it's a coma or whether she's actually dead, or it's a coma, whatever's mm-hmm. happening. I mean, you know, she had a good time with Romero. I mean, like it was kind of a good
the
end.
The bubble was great.
Yeah, it was a nice little bubble, and you know, it was a nice little moment while Norman was away.
Well, I think it's so interesting too, and they talk about this. Carrie Aaron gives a quote on TV Line. I tweeted this, by the way, if you wanted to read the full article on TV Line. But she talks about how, you know, in the final episode with them together before she dies, that she says, you know, I can't trust anybody. Somebody that would have my son committed behind my back, I can't trust. The funniest part about it is the only thing in her life that was truthful was that relationship with him. That was it. They were completely open and honest with each other.
Yeah.
So it's ironic that she would accuse him of being so, you know, dishonest when that's the only honest thing that she has in her life.
It's true, but she's not able to see that because she's so blinded by her love and committed.
So much invested
to Norman. So she's looking in the face the best thing that's ever happened to me, the one thing that could be her salvation in every single way, like just not only in life, but in love and in every way.
All of it.
He's looking in the eye and being like, you're crazy. And that's when I thought, like, you can't save this broad.
Yeah.
But I had no idea she's going to die then. But I'm like, you can't save her. That's it. I don't know.
Big ups to them on their Sandman sequence. I mean, we said it earlier, but man.
Oh, phenomenal.
That was good.
Just every slot that he closes, that shot behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So
right. When that sequence started, I was like, what's happening? This is not happening.
See, at the end,
I started to freak the heck out.
And you know what? It was lovingly shot. It felt lovingly shot.
Yeah, like a lullaby.
It was a little warm and fuzzy.
And you know, the symbolism of the song is a throwback to the second season episode where Norma wanted Norman to try out for the musical.
Sure.
Yeah.
She was trying to distract herself from the darkness of her life, and the song that she got him to sing, try out was Mr. Sandman.
Sure.
And of course, then the song itself. That's a quote from Carrie Aaron, by the way, at the Hollywood Report. But I mean, just brilliantly shot. Lovingly shot. And they took their time with it.
Yeah.
Is Carrie being coy in this about like Norma? Is she treating it like, that's it for Norma? Or is she being coy?
No,
like,
they're not locking any of that up.
Mm-mm. Okay, that was a crazy episode.
They're being really careful with what they say, because I think that anything can kind of be blown out of proportion. But it does feel like this episode brought everything full circle. Even when they show, you know, the car when they're driving to therapy, then the car is driving up the canyon. That's the same shot that they did at the beginning of the episode of season one when they're first moving to White Pine Bay.
Right.
It's like, and all of those hopes and dreams are there. Like, they're kind of closing it in.
Right.
And so I think that this is it. I think that this is the beautiful way that they can kind of end Norma's just physical life.
Yeah.
And then we'll kind of now go with just Norma, how she is through Norman.
And he's only going to remember her with a sense of perfection, because that's how they ended it.
Right.
That's how their relationship ended, with perfection for what they wanted for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and which is going to make this really, really fun for Vera Farmiga to play, uh-huh. because now she's playing essentially a different character.
She played Mother Norma. And last, that last shot of them on the floor, which is, you know, that shot from above when they're laying next to each other, mm-hmm. that's also like a beautiful shot, you know.
She was also so angelic in those last scenes when she opened the refrigerator and she was just awash with white light. And then when she said the line of like, or leftovers okay, it made me it broke my heart. It was like, because you guys are leftovers.
Her panic. It's
just the two of you, just leftover. And then, and then she wears
you're
this.
You're choking me up over here, right?
I got a little choked up. But she wears this like crazy, angelic, flowy, lacy white nightgown to go to bed. She's lulled to sleep, and her hair is beautiful. She's just gorgeous, and she's like his little angel.
Well, let's get in perpetuity now. Couple minutes and talking some predictions, because there's a lot of things to predict. Let's unpack this a little bit.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
I mean, I'll just ask some questions. I mean, first thing, Joe. I mean, dead or coma, and then what's going to happen? What's going to happen in 10? And what does our season 5 look like?
All right, here's my thought. I think coma because God damn it. I don't want her to be dead.
Denial.
This is the love of his life that has died.
I see.
I might start bargaining. Is that the next step?
Skip to acceptance.
Come make you a deal. I think coma, and then I think, and I think Freddie obviously has to go back to the Shady Acres. But
this is enough to get him committed. Yeah, I think that he will get...
Assume he gets the blame for it.
Well, what's Dr. Edwards going to do? He has to weigh in on this. Well,
I mean, assume there's evidence to say that this is something he did.
Let's just make this very clear. Dylan and Romero were going to have him committed before this happened. The only thing that was standing in the way was Norma. So I think that having him committed, even if Romero doesn't know what happens, but when they show the previews, they show Romero pushing him up against the wall in the hospital.
Previews. I didn't see previews.
They show
Romero pushing Norman up against it. Like, Romero's pissed.
Violence.
That's what it's called. Okay, Julia.
He was so good in her death scene.
He broke my heart.
Oh, he killed Nestor. Me. Okay, my predictions. Well, I already said that, you know, I think Dylan's going to come back. I don't know if it's to avenge his mother's death or to get through to Norman, but I think might not happen this episode, but Caleb is going to find out about this. Oh, and Caleb's a coming. Because Caleb loved her.
Caleb is a coming.
And he's seen Norman as Norma.
Right. Yeah.
So he knows what time it is.
Mm-hmm. Caleb's a coming.
I like that. I feel like the next scene will be the episode of like reckoning, because could you just imagine Romero has all of this anger. If Caleb comes back, what those scenes would be like. I think that she's going to be in the hospital. I think that she's in a coma. And every single time I try and predict this show, it throws me for a loop. And I always get it wrong. Always get it wrong. But I think that this will be the end of the physical being of Norma. Yeah. Definitely.
I think so too. I can be talked into this coma idea, because we do have to account for the body. Mm-hmm. We have to account for that whole bit, right?
Yeah.
If she's in coma, then it's home care. And she's there.
Yeah. But there it is.
That's home care. Home care. Can be like hospice in your own home.
You know, and maybe she's in a coma and Norman's propping her up in the window.
Oh, what if she's like incapacitated? She has like brain damage or something. Mm.
Oh, ooh. That's really smart. Mm-hmm.
We do have an extra body laying around. Well, we've got Emma's mom's body floating around. So if at some point or another
he switches out the bodies,
there's an extra body floating around.
We also have the note. We have the note to account for. I mean, Romero's still going to find that note, and it's going to break his heart and make him then piss him off even further. That's going to be heart-wrenching when he finds that note.
What
that's
did that
really
note say?
Him.
It said, "I'll always love you."
I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry.
You know what?
That
could be interesting.
That could look like a suicide note.
Yeah.
Oh, how did we miss that until just now?
Damn it.
Thank you,
Yeah. That could be a suicide note.
So that's how they get out of it.
It could be that.
So maybe he's not going back to Shady Acres.
Shit. Listen, I will say though, whatever happens, I do agree. I think that everyone's coming back. I don't know how this is going to go for season 5, but I think now that Norman's dead now, thanks, Zach. I think that Norman's dead now, I think we always sort of thought that this show would end at the beginning of Psycho. I think that's what we thought. And maybe this is more of the Hannibal approach, where maybe season 5 is Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Marion Crane or the likes come in Psycho, and maybe we see an end to this whole thing in season 5. And that would help account for, because I was thinking, like, if for it to be truly Psycho, you know, we'd have to kill everyone. Like, everyone would have to be gone. Like, Romero would have to be gone. Chick, Caleb, Dylan, Emma, they all gotta die. Yeah. And I don't know how that happens.
Well, they don't necessarily have to die. They don't have to be there.
They're gonna
be gone.
Leave. Yeah, they have to be gone. But
suicide note, you guys.
Yeah, I'm really upset about it.
Yeah.
But the notion that Norman is there at the house and no one knows what happened to the mother, and he acts like the mother's there to guests. I don't know how this. I mean, I'm trying to get into the Psycho canon. Like, how does this match up?
How do you line up to that level?
How do people in the town of White Pine Bay not know that?
Well, how do you land on an eccentric hotel in 2016? That's the question. Yeah. Like, well, you can land on one in late 1960s. You can do that, but can you do it in 2016?
They've already accounted for it with the overpass bit. Like,
right.
So it's way off. No one ever goes there.
No accountability. Nobody in town going, that's freaking weird. All the Yelp reviews say the guy's talking about a mom that nobody sees. You know what I mean? Like, all the reviews on TripAdvisor talk about the weird guy who keeps talking to somebody who's not fucking
bad Yelp reviews.
Right? I mean, you can get away with that shit in the 60s, but it's 2016. How do you land on that? That's interesting to me.
And where do they go with the Bob Paris storyline? Like, does Romero eventually get convicted of that?
Well, that would be a way to get rid of Romero.
That would
somehow get him out of there.
Or he just has to jump town.
Or, he has to leave town and whatever. And Dylan, Dylan's got to go at some point. Romero's got to go at some point.
You know, Romero's
done some shit now. Don't act like Romero's clean. He's got to get out.
He's the kind of guy that could disappear up, like, you know, go up to Nome, Alaska and start crabbing or something. You know, he's that kind of guy.
He can go and do guy stuff.
You know what? One thing I did forget to mention, and this is a huge thing for Romero when Norma died, this is very edible. Yeah, I got 23 seconds. This is very edible.
Oh, they're countless for real.
Edible of him, because his mother is dead, right?
Yes.
Didn't his mother commit suicide too? So now when he reads that suicide note,
it's
going to be like, so that's extra. Jesus. And I love that he saved Norman, by the way. He had a choice there.
Yeah.
I thought he didn't work on him. He just pulled him out.
No.
Yeah.
He didn't work on him.
He didn't work on Norman. He worked on Norman. All right, guys, let's get out of here. That was a very fantastic penultimate. Penultimate as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
As good as the twist as I've seen since Homeland or Game of Thrones. I mean, this is up there. Great job, Carrie Aaron. And what's his name?
Miss Wilma said she did.
She's freaking dead. I get it.
She did.
Big for everyone in the chat room. Chloe and Feckless and Dwayne and John Doe and G.I. Janin and on all you folks. Mary Kay Pearl, all you folks are listening in the chat room and watching us right now real time. Joe, where can people find you?
You can find me on the Twitter at Joe Filippo, JoeFlipo.
Julia.
Twitter and Instagram with my name, Julia Carely, JuelIaCeArley.
Do it, Casey.
You can find me crying in the corner about this episode.
Oh.
Just kidding. You can find me on the Twitters at DuaCasey, DuaKaiSSI on the Twitters.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe K. Braswell. Thanks for all you guys who are following me and joining me all of a sudden. And on Snapchat, thanks for all my new snappers at JK Braz on Snapchat. We'll see you next week for the season finale. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
That was not random.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.